Thursday's statement from North Korea's official news agency warns South Korean leaders, who it calls a group of traitors, that the North's army is fully ready for an all-out confrontation. Pyongyang also says South Korea and the United States will pay a high price for conducting joint military drills on the Korean Peninsula next month, which the North views as a rehearsal for an invasion. American military leaders say Operation Key Reserve and Full Eagle are a purely defensive drill held every year. About 28,000 U.S. forces are stationed in South Korea to deter any repeat of the North's 1950 invasion of the South. The latest threats come as experts warn North Korea could be days or weeks away from test launching a ballistic missile possibly capable of reaching U.S. territory. North Korea hinted it would proceed with the launch this week when it reasserted its right to space development. Similar rhetoric preceded its 2006 test launch of a long-range missile. South Korean Unification Minister Hyun In-taek told lawmakers Thursday a North Korean launch would not benefit the impoverished nation.
미사일 발사로 받게될 여러 제재를 감안할 때 북한의 금지된 행위를
He warns what he calls North Korea's unlawful action would lead to the country's further isolation. The possible launch, as well as efforts to get rid of North Korea's nuclear weapons, is expected to dominate talks between South Korean leaders and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton Friday. Scott Snyder, director of the Center for U.S.-Korea Policy, says there is plenty of buzz surrounding Clinton's visit.
It's the first time in a long time that we've had a political Secretary of State. There's going to be a lot of interest in her as a personality here.
Snyder says Clinton's main task will be to reassure South Korea that President Barack Obama is not neglecting the region's affairs.
It sort of seemed in the first few weeks that Asia was getting lost in the administration's agenda. So I think her visit has been a catalyst toward recognition that issues like North Korea can't just be completely left off the table.
Clinton is also scheduled to receive an honorary degree at a South Korean women's university before departing for Beijing Friday. Kurt Aschen, VOA News, Seoul.